This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 1-26-08, 5 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO. Myrna's a nationally known astrologer and card reader. If you'd like a closer look at your future, call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hello there and welcome in. I'm Myrna Lamb. Looking forward to spending these next 2 hours with you right here on WPRO. What I do on the radio with you is a combination of astrology and card reading. Here's how it works. You call in. You call 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Ken takes your call. He asks your first name. You can make that up. He asks your birthday, and I need the truth on that one. I see it on the computer screen, and it tells me immediately where some of the planets were when you were born. It gives me an idea of what you're dealing with. If this is a tough time, I might be able to give you some information about how to get through it. And if it's a good time, how to sort of make that work for you. Now, here's the most important thing. When you come through to me, I need you to ask one specific question, and that's only because we don't have enough time on the air for me to take a look at your whole future. So whether you want to know something about things going on at home or on the job, about a new relationship or revving up one that's been around for a long time, about a member of your family, or about anything else, financial, health-wise, whatever might be on your mind, it just needs to be specific. That's it. That's the only rule. And I'll be going to the phones in just a minute. But before I do, I want to take a minute to tell you a little bit about what's going on in the planets. Now, I've told you that Mars has been retrograde for a while. And I let you know, too, that while Mars was retrograde, especially in Gemini, and that's been throughout the month of January, it's acted almost like a Mercury retrograde, and I advise you to please be careful on the roads. That aspect is almost finished. The Mars retrograde goes through Tuesday of this week, and then it's passed. However, in the meantime, at the same time, we're overlapping with a Mercury retrograde, which goes into effect on Monday, and an eclipse period, which starts tomorrow. Now, let me tell you what all that means. A Mercury retrograde, which lasts for 3 weeks, continuing through the 18th of February, represents a time when communications get messed up. Mercury rules travel, and it also rules communications. And so, put those cell phones down while you're driving right now, won't you please? The aspects really are not good. There's just too much going on. People are not paying enough attention. That's part of the Mercury aspect as well. Another piece of it is that if you call someone and you leave a message and you don't get a call back, don't think you're being snubbed. Make another call. It may be that the machine simply messed things up. Same thing can happen even with email. Sometimes people lose them. The eclipse period, which is already in effect, it starts tomorrow, and it goes all the way through the 24th of February. The eclipse period acts rather like a full month-long full moon. Everybody feels intensely, well, it's just going to happen right now. This is kind of a compulsive and impulsive attribute. So watch that, especially in terms of spending. Let's go to the phones. I'll tell you more about all of this as we go through the evening. Nancy in New Bedford, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Myrna, for taking my call.
Certainly. And I see you're born under the sign of Scorpio.
Yes, I am.
What's your question for me?
Well, my quick question is that I'm looking at switching over to a job that I've been waiting for to come up for a little bit. And it's been a little bit delayed, but I think I'm asking if you see that if something's coming forth in the next month or two.
Okay, let's take a look at the cards. And in the way that I work with the cards, I use the Queen of Spades to represent a woman born under the water sign of Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. And I'm looking over in the sixth house, which represents the job. And all four suits fall in the sixth house. All four suits means the matter is yet not completely cleared up. And in fact, in the 10th house, which represents the company employing you, we also have all four suits. So Nancy, it's a picture that, for whatever reason, things aren't yet clear. You will get the job. The Nine of Hearts promises you that. It's in your 8th house, and it represents your goals and ambitions. But will it come through within a month or maybe two? I don't know that it will.
Okay.
Do you understand what has held it up till now?
Oh, yeah, budget.
Okay, well, for whatever reason, then, it would seem the budgets are still not in place. So it's coming to you, but it is taking its time.
It has been taking its time, but thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Nancy. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. For those of you new to the program, now you know the way it works. All you do is call in, give Ken your first name, tell him your birthday, come through to me and ask a specific question. Now, you may have noticed that I'm working with a deck of playing cards. So, yes, I'm an astrologer, and I work with the planets. But I also work with a deck of ordinary playing cards. It's a system that goes all the way back to Ptolemy in ancient Egypt in the 2nd century A.D. and deals with the idea that numbers relate to planets. So, for example, in my system, the number 2 might relate to the sign of Taurus and might relate to the planet Venus, and 9s might relate to the planet Mars. And it's that kind of thing that goes on, and that kind of connection that enables me to use a deck of cards to make predictions for you. They do need to be very specific because I invented a very specific way of reading cards on the air that would enable me to answer one question, but it won't work in a broader kind of span than that. Let's go to the phones right now and talk with Kim in East Providence. Kim, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Kim.
I just have a question on how my career will be this year.
Okay, and I see you're a Gemini. How long have you worked with this particular company?
Actually, I just got out of school, so I'm beginning a new career pretty much.
Well, it's very exciting. Let's take a look and see what's going on. The Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And I'm sure you're in here somewhere, but I've got these 52 cards. And here we go. I found you. Okay. This is very exciting. It really is quite exciting. Financially, it looks as if you made yourself a good deal.
Okay.
And as far as the company is concerned, for you, this particular job, you have the 5 of Hearts, 2 clubs and a diamond in the 6th house representing the job. Clubs represent the potential to have a stable career there. The 5 of Hearts is the 2nd best card in the deck and represents good fortune. The cards that represent the company itself, 2 clubs and 2 hearts, suggest that you will be respected there. And I also have a picture that suggests that in the big picture, the company treats its employees pretty well. There are, however, disgruntled people wherever you go.
Yeah.
And I expect you to run into a couple of such people early on. You've got to be very careful to avoid listening very much or taking it to heart, especially because as a Gemini, you do like to chatter. And you can be a little bit of a gossip, and I don't mean that unkindly, but it's very much part of the Gemini personality.
Absolutely.
So you've got to avoid that on the job. And if I could give you some advice, the advice is don't look at your coworkers as your buddies.
Okay.
They're coworkers. You can be cordial and friendly. You do not have to tell them your whole life history. They don't need to tell theirs to you either. And I think you have a bright future with this company.
Oh, great.
Thanks for the call, Kim. 438-WPRO, that's 438-9776, and 1-800-321-WPRO, 1-800-321-9776. We're going to speak with Michaela in Lincoln. Michaela, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You know, I love the name Michaela.
Thank you.
The first time I ever heard it was in a little town called Assisi in the middle of Italy. And I had a friend there whose name was Michaela.
So, my mom named me after St. Michael.
Oh, of course. Well, and you're an Aquarian, and what's your question for me tonight?
Romance. I'm looking for true love.
Well, why not? Let's see what's going on. You're an Aquarian. The Queen of Diamonds represents you. And there's no one around right at the moment?
No, there isn't.
Okay. That's good. It's good to know that the slate is clean and that I've got 4 kings that I can look for. And what I'm hoping to find is a king in the 5th house of romance or in the 7th house, which represents marriage and partnership, or perhaps in the 11th, which is all about going out socially. So we have 2 kings falling in the 5th house.
Okay.
And we have 1 in the 3rd. Do you have a brother who you're close to?
No, I don't have any brothers.
Well, the thing about this is the King of Hearts falling in the 3rd house with beautiful cards around. It represents the kind of relationship that's brother, sister, or like a cousin, somebody that's easy to talk with.
Okay.
And I have a sense of you getting to know this man and through him being introduced to another man.
Okay.
Who could very well become an exciting relationship for you. And the man that looks most likely is actually the King of Diamonds, meaning a man like you, who might be a Gemini, a Libra, or an Aquarian.
Okay.
And when I look at these cards, I think that he is, in fact, an Aquarian born on the January side of the sign of Aquarius. So
okay.
He may have planets in the sign of Capricorn. He's 5'10".
Okay.
He has light hair.
Okay.
He works for a company where there have been some changes made recently. Part of the company may have moved. His position is secure, but there were changes around him.
Okay.
He is approximately 40.
Okay.
He may have been married once, but he is divorced.
Okay.
That should give you some idea of what to look for, and I think that you're going to meet him in March.
Okay.
Let me know, Michaela.
Okay, thank you, Marta.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. If you were trying to get through, the lines were full for a minute. Now they're all available for you. Now's the time to join us. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb, here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions about your future. All you have to do to join us is call 438-WPRO, 438-9776, or 1-800-321-WPRO, 1-800-321-9776. Let's talk to Julie in Providence. Julie, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, Julie. I see that you're born under the sign of Virgo, and what's your question for me?
Am I going to find a girlfriend soon?
You want to know whether you're going to find a girlfriend soon? Let me take a look and see what I can find out for you. While I'm getting the cards down, one thing I can tell you, Julie, is for the most part, the persons most well-suited to you are born under the signs of Cancer and also Scorpio. Those are two signs with which you find an easy compatibility. I have the Queen of Spades, which is the card that represents you. And in the fifth house, which represents meeting someone, there is a Jack of Clubs. That's another picture of a person who might be born under those earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, also signs that go with you quite comfortably as a Virgo. Now, looking at you, I have the card that represents you. You once upon a time really cared very much for a woman who's a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, and I believe that you thought that was going to last for a long time, and it was kind of hurtful when it didn't work out. But you happen to have the Queen of Diamonds falling in the seventh house. The seventh house represents a relationship that could last for a good long time. You're going to meet her between April and July of this year, and in spite of the fact that I think it might work out best for you to be with a Cancer or a Scorpio, she looks to be an air sign, Gemini, Libra, or Aquarian. She is a little, well, just a little bit over average height. She's about 5'7". I think that she weighs about 140 pounds. She has dark hair. She highlights it. And I think she's going to be wearing something red. You're going to be out for the evening with another friend of yours, someone who you like to go out with, even just to take a walk. And you may meet her in a very casual place, like someplace you might go in for a cup of coffee or even like a McDonald's, and you get into conversation. It looks like fun, and I wish you the best of luck with it, Julie. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line available for you now. Marie in Providence, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Myrna. I do some jazz singing on the side, and I plan a music event on Saturday, May 17th. And my ascendant is in Taurus, and my pianist is in Taurus, so I was going to ask you, do you think that that's an ideal evening to plan this event?
All right, let me take a look at the book and see exactly where the planets are going to be on May 2nd this year.
No, May 17th.
May 17th, okay. And first of all, you're born under the sign of Virgo, and you said that your pianist is a Taurus. Okay.
Yeah.
And on May 17th, which is a Saturday evening, the sun will be in Taurus, and the moon will be in Scorpio in the evening. That's a full moon. Full moons can be a spur to communication, so it could work out quite nicely. Mercury will be in Gemini, and Venus will be in Taurus, which should work well for the pianist. So that looks kind of nice. Now, the question is, how do you bring in the audience? Are you sending out invitations? Is there an announcement being made?
Well, through the restaurant and through my my own, you know, word of mouth, it's been working out you know, well.
Okay. And I've got the cards down as well. Your fifth house cards, which is creative endeavors in general, look very good. Seventh house, which is about performance, two hearts and two clubs. Marie, it looks like it will be a successful evening.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Anita in Lincoln, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Anita.
How are you?
You're a Capricorn, I can see that, and what's your question for me?
I'd like to know if there's any future with my ex-husband.
And what is his birthday, just the month and day?
November 20th.
November 20th makes him a Scorpio, and Scorpio and Capricorn really are a natural combination. Obviously, it doesn't work that way all the time, but most of the time, those two signs have an easy communication. How long have you been apart?
About 8 years.
Okay. The King of Spades represents him. Now, Jupiter, the planet of abundance, is in your sun sign this year. So if there ever were a chance to make something develop between the two of you, it seems to me this ought to be the year. Now, he falls on the surface of the third house. The third house represents communication. It means that the two of you have been talking with each other more. And that's a very positive testimony. But right now, I don't know whether he's open to making any kind of commitments. I think there have been other women who he has been interested in. And so two other women show up on the surface of the cards. Now, you are in a place called outcome. And that means there is a possibility, but only if you're willing to go at this very slowly and develop, sort of redevelop the friendship. At this point, if we had to say yes or no, it would have to be no. So I think you've got to go very slowly here if this is what you really want. There is another man around you, however, if you want to do something a little easier, but that's up to you.
Oh, wow.
All right, Anita?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for the call. Let's talk to Gia in Cranston. Gia, welcome to the program.
Hi. My question is, I'm applying to colleges right now, and I was just wondering if I'm going in-state or out-of-state.
In-state or out-of-state, that's an easy question to answer, believe it or not. Because in the way that I work with the cards, the fourth house represents the home environment. The ninth house represents the distance. You're born under the sign of Gemini, and I have the card that represents you. You have the card of good fortune falling right beside you. So that's the first testimony that suggests a good chance for you to go to the school of your first choice. However, when I look up in the ninth house, the cards aren't quite as promising. These cards suggest that you will most likely go to a school in-state. Now, if you really want to go to a different school, Gia, you know it's much easier to get in when you have finished your freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah.
So at the worst-case scenario, you could transfer into the school of your choice if you do really well your first couple of years, and I think you're going to. I don't think there's anything wrong with your ability to do very well in school, but I'm not sure you put as much energy into it as you might have done.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Gia.
All right.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. This has been an odd night. The lines have been either full or empty. Full or empty. And right now they're empty. So that means if you tried to get through and couldn't, this is the time to call because Ken will answer you almost immediately. We are kind of close to the news. So even though Ken is beginning to put you on hold, this isn't the right moment for me to talk to you because I don't want to be late. So We have 2 minutes, so it's up to you, Ken. You can tell me if you think I should take another call. No, he says, we'll just wait. Okay, there are a few things I want to tell you more about anyway, so let me take this time while he's setting up calls. On the other side of the news, I will take your calls. But let me just tell you a little bit about this Mercury retrograde that's coming up as we go, that we are in right now in January, starting on Monday and going through the 18th of February. Now, why do I think Mercury retrogrades are important? Because so much of what we do depends on our ability to communicate. We leave messages for each other all the time on telephones, and we use our computers nonstop. I've told people this, and they've said, oh, this is ridiculous. There's nothing going to go wrong with the computer. And the next thing you know, the computer gets carted out of the company. So please be very careful during these 3 weeks. One of the things that it's important to avoid taking out software. Just wait. As soon as the Mercury retrograde is over, you'll be able to do it much more safely. If you haven't backed up recently, for heaven's sakes, do it as soon as possible, because this is a time when just accidents happen and programs get deleted. This particular retrograde is taking place in the sign of Aquarius. Aquarius is another sign of communication, and it represents diplomacy. With Mercury retrograde in a sign of diplomacy, people are apt to be tactless. If a good friend says something that you are offended by, for heaven's sakes, overlook it. After all, friends do that. But if somebody in business is really being difficult, this is a time to duck it as best you can and come back afterwards to discuss the behavior and let it be known that you have been unhappy with the way the communications went. Those are two very important things to remember. The other thing that usually is important to do is avoid buying audiovisual equipment and hold off on even major car repairs. Okay, much more coming up on the other side of the news right here on WPRO at 5:30 with Laura Clarizio. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 o'clock. I'm taking your calls and making predictions for you based on astrology and a deck of ordinary playing cards. And all you have to do to get involved is pick up your phone and give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Back to the phones, Don in Saunderstown. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, Don. I see that you are born under the sign of Pisces, and what's your question for me?
Okay, I was just wondering about the future of my present job.
Okay, how long have you been employed where you're working now?
About 6 months.
Okay, so it's still a pretty new job. King of Spades is the card that represents you. How long were you in your previous job?
Previous job? Not very long, only a few months.
What keeps happening to you?
Oh, I've run into some bad luck here and there.
Okay.
I was at a place for a long time, but it closed down.
Okay, that's always tough. Listen, you have nice cards around you right now. You have the Six of Hearts, which represents liking the work that you're doing. And you have the Five of Hearts, which is good fortune. And in fact, when I look at the company that employs you currently, that's where we have the Nine and Two of Hearts, beautiful cards, indicating the company is doing quite okay, which is critically important. I will say that the company may be involved in trying to develop some new project, and it looks as if it's hitting a great many snags, and that's not good. But it doesn't look as though that's going to cause you any direct difficulty. I don't see any reason for you to be concerned about your current job, at least for the next, say, 6 months or so, which clearly the cards can picture. Also, when I think about where your planets are, there are some things going on that are a little stressful, but there's also Jupiter and also Uranus in places that are useful to you in a positive sense. So, Don, in the big picture, for the moment, take a deep breath. I think you're okay. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Linda in Smithfield, welcome to the program.
Hi, it's Lindy.
It's, hi.
I just wondered, my boyfriend, his birthday is 2-8-68. He was born in 68.
Right.
And my birth date is
127, yes.
Say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
1970.
Yes. Okay. So you and your boyfriend, how long, you're both Aquarians, how long have you both been together?
Oh, about 10 years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. But not married?
No.
Not wanting to?
Yes.
Of course. He doesn't want to?
We are.
Oh, you are married?
Yes, we are going to.
Oh, you're getting married. Okay.
Yes.
Well, then he's your fiancé. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you have a date set?
Not yet.
Okay. And your question for me then is?
Are we compatible?
After 10 years? Linda, you don't know?
Pardon?
You don't know after 10 years?
No, I just wondered if these two signs were compatible.
Okay. When you put two like signs together, there can be some problems simply because sometimes you project onto the other things you don't like in yourself that you don't recognize. And sometimes there's a lack of balance. So Aquarius, on the most positive side, represents a person who is diplomatic and charming and can talk to people easily, and he can relate to people comfortably. And most of the time you know how to stay cool, calm, and collected in a crisis. But Aquarians are not the warmest, most cuddly, and affectionate people on the planet. And so when you put two together, what you can often have is a very cordial and pleasant relationship, but not one that's overly intensely passionate. And as long as the two of you are comfortable with that, it's okay. it may be that as the years go by, although 10 years you ought to know the whole score, that you need to sort of take turns revving things up in order to keep the romance side, the physical side of the relationship, alive and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough?
It hasn't happened yet.
No, and that's good news. Keep it going. So far it's been okay, yes?
Yes.
Excellent, Linda. I think you're fine, and thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. John in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well, thank you, John. And I see you are born under the sign of Cancer.
Yes,
and,
I am.
And what's your question for me?
My question is, my partner, 17 years, passed away 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my.
And, yeah, so he was sick for a long time. And I'm just getting these, like, little signs going on. Is he trying to contact me?
Well, let's take a look, John. And first, you have all of my sympathy. I really respect how painful this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And after a long illness, too, I'm sure that much of your life was sort of involved
yeah.
with him. So it's a loss of a tremendous amount of activity, as well as the loss of this man you loved.
Yep.
What was his birthday, John?
He, June 15th.
Okay.
54.
A Gemini. Okay.
Yep.
All right. I have the card that represents you, and he falls in the ninth house away. The ninth house is the distance, and it represents people who we know we can trust.
Yeah.
And he falls completely surrounded by hearts. The ninth house is also the higher level of consciousness. In other words, in the way that I work with the cards, I use three different levels of the cards to represent the mind. The
mm-hmm.
third house is like you talking to any of your friends.
Mm.
The ninth house is what you only talk to intimate connections about. It's the stuff you'd talk to a therapist about.
Yep.
And the 12th house is the deepest level of the mind. It's the subconscious. So the fact that he falls in the ninth is like him talking to you privately.
Yep.
And yes, I do think that he's there, and I think that he's comforting. His
mm-hmm.
his 8th house cards and his 7th house cards are beautiful.
Yep.
And very clearly, if anyone could give you a message that he's okay now,
yep.
that's what he's telling you.
I know.
John,
I miss him so much.
I am so sure, John. I'm so sure. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Marianne in Cranston, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Marianne.
How are you, Myrna?
I'm well, thanks. And I see you two are born under the sign of Cancer.
Yes, I am.
And what's your question for me?
Well, I've been looking for a job for 6 months. I sent out like 20 resumes. They don't even call you in for an interview. And I just was wondering if you saw anything in my near future of finding a job.
Well, let's take a look. Aside from sending out those interviews, what other kinds of approaches are you taking to finding a job?
Well, I go online, and I'm in the paper, and I don't know really what else to do.
Department of Employment Security?
They pretty much have what's online.
Okay, that's true. I'm forgetting about that, because there's certainly so much more online than you can find in the
right.
newspaper. When I look at your cards, I look in the third house, which represents the idea of looking in the newspaper, and there's nothing there. I look online, and there's a couple of spades up there, too. It hasn't been working out for you. So the next place that I look has to do with people that you know directly, who you can talk to, and that is your best hope. You have the Seven of Hearts, which is a card that represents a dear friend or very important connection falling right beside you. And you have the Queens of Hearts and Clubs falling with the Nine of Hearts. Those are women you've worked with in the past. I want you to do some really serious thinking, Marianne, about people you've worked with who don't work where you are now, perhaps in a company that you worked in a few years back, and call these people directly and tell them that you're looking and ask them if they happen to know of anything. The best chance for you to find a job any time in the next 3 to 9 weeks is through a direct one-to-one connection.
Oh, okay. I'll try that.
Thanks, Marianne. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have one line available for you now. Let's speak to Julie in Cumberland. Julie, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Julie. You're welcome.
I was wondering if you could tell me if I'm going to have children.
Okay. And you're born under the sign of Aquarius. And what's your husband's birthday?
12278.
So he's also born under the sign of Aquarius.
Yes.
And let's get the cards down and see what we've got here for the King and the Queen of Diamonds. I have the King of Diamonds, which is your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to find the Queen of Diamonds. Here you are. Okay. All right. In the fifth house away from your husband, there is a jack of diamonds. I look for aces, jacks, and fives to fall in those key places because they do represent children. And in your fifth house, there's both a jack and the five of hearts. So the answer to your question is yes, you'll have a child. Now, if you've been having any difficulty becoming pregnant, you just have to check it out because the eighth house would have to do with infertility treatments of any sort. And you have the six and nine of hearts there in two beautiful clubs. So it's only a matter of time. And when I think about where your planets are, Julie, I certainly expect that you'd be able to be pregnant no later than the year 2009.
Oh, wow.
Good luck, and thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to M in Warwick. M, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hello there. You're born under the sign of Sagittarius. M, what's your question for me?
I recently had a relationship that I believe, is at an end. And now I'm, kind of at loose ends and I'm afraid to move on because of, past experiences. And I really, want to know if there's somebody out there for me or if my life is just too complicated for anybody else.
Okay. Well, of course, as far as the whole complication of your life, that's something that I can't begin to comprehend on the radio without drawing a whole lot of horoscopes and stuff, the kind of thing I do in my office. But I certainly can take a look about whether there's anyone else out there. The biggest problem that I sense, however, Em, is that if you really are feeling closed down because of lots of past bad experiences, then even if absolutely the most perfect man came across your path, I don't think that you'd recognize him. You see what I mean?
Okay.
In other words, there's a man falling right beside you. There's a man in the fourth house. There's a king on the surface of the 12th. There's men all over the place in this reading, which suggests to me that you have what it takes to meet people. Do you happen to know whether you may have been born sometime around 4 o'clock in the morning?
I thought I was born at night.
You have any idea what time at night?
Maybe around 6.
Around 6 o'clock in the evening, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do you talk with your hands?
Yes.
Okay. You've got Gemini on the rising sign, and that just helps me to understand where Jupiter is in your chart. And sure enough, it's in your 7th and 8th house. What that tells me is, if you really want a man in your life, you can have one. And I mean this year. And there are men all over the place to prove that. But first, what you have to do is get rid of the vestiges of this past relationship. So here's the trick. I want you to think of something that man did that you didn't like, something that was, frankly, quite unpleasant. Don't tell me what it is. I just want to know, can you think of anything that he did or had any kind of habit that you found was really kind of revolting?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now I want you to think about that and make it much, 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 much bigger. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Good. Now from now on, every time you think of that man, every time I want you to think of that revolting habit. Let me tell you, you won't be loving him very long. Thanks for the call, M. 438-WPRO. It's a great trick, and it really works. 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. I need Jane, Marianne, and Judy to hang in there, and I have one line available for you. Stay right here on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. Before I go back to the phones, I just want to let you know that should you be interested in a fuller reading, when you come to my office, I cover everything, health, work, home environment, major relationships. I tape the hour for you. If you want information about that, my number in Lincoln, Rhode Island is 401-333-7970. I also work with people long distance over the telephone. And by the way, a new service, Wednesday nights, from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., I'm available to do instant readings. All you have to do to find out more about that also is call 401-333-7970 Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. until 10. Back to the phones, Jane in Fall River. Welcome to the program. Hi, Jane.
Good afternoon.
I see you're born under the sign of Leo, and what's your question for me?
Well, I wanted to know if there's going to be any change in my career or another position.
Okay, let's take a look and see what's going on. Have you been with your employer for a while now?
Yes.
How long?
About close to 20 years.
Okay. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. And there's been some interesting shifts in the planets that can be very helpful to you. When I think about where Uranus is affecting your chart in a general sense, it looks kind of promising. Okay. As far as this particular company and your potential to move up in status, I don't see a whole lot going on. And one of the reasons I asked you how long you'd been there, when I think about what the pattern is, if I go back 20 years, for example, then you're coming up on a Saturn aspect to when you started your job. And all of that makes it evident to me that if things haven't worked as much as you want, as far as you want to go, they're not going to. And so what I see is a certain amount of frustration. Not great. In other words, Jane, all in all, it's not a bad job. And you're not totally dissatisfied either with the company, the way they treat you, or with the position that you're in. It's just a mild discontent that's showing up all over the place. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so around you, in this layout of the cards, there's a 4 and a 5. And in the 10th house, which represents the company, once again, there's a 4 and a 5. But in both cases, it's like a potential that gets shot down. So haven't there been times before this when you were hoping something would come through for you and it didn't?
Yeah.
Okay, well, unfortunately, that looks like the pattern that you're in. So I don't know that you feel motivated to make a significant change. But if what you really want is a better position, I'm afraid that you're going to have to look outside this company. Jane, I wish it were different. Thank you for the call. Judy in Providence, welcome to the program. Hi, Judy.
Hello.
Hi, you are a Capricorn, and what is your question for me?
My grandson and his wife are having marital problems, and I just want to know if they're going to get things straightened out or is it going to end up in a divorce.
All right, Judy, what's his birthday, do you know?
18.
Okay, that's all I need. So he's a Leo, and what about her? Do you know her birthday?
No, I don't.
Then she becomes the Queen of Hearts to match him. How long have they been married?
How long have they been married? Mm-hmm. Oh, 4 years now.
Okay. And you say that they're having trouble. Well,
I
do see some trouble, but the Queen of Hearts clearly does not represent her because the Queen of Hearts falls with fabulous cards. Your grandson, seems to me, wants to try to make things work. So it's a little bit too soon to predict that this marriage is going to end. There are struggles, and I see those struggles. And I think it's a little hard for me to pin it down, too, since I don't know her birthday. So any choices I make about who she is arbitrary. But his cards, he has the 5 and 7 of hearts with him, and those are cards that indicate, at least for the moment, he doesn't want to give up. Do they have a child?
Yes, they do. Another one on the way.
Well, do they have a little girl now?
No, they have a boy.
Well, it looks like a little girl is coming. And that may be the reason that I don't see any indication of a separation or divorce happening right away, that he's going to at least try to make things better for the sake of the children. So, Judy, all you can do if he has anything to say about his marriage is tell him that you trust that he will make the best decision for himself and for his family. Judy, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Mary Ann in Warwick. Mary Ann, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. I see you're a Scorpio.
Yes, I am.
And what's your question for me?
Well, I am currently unemployed, and I have got many thoughts in my head as far as, which direction to go.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I'm contemplating is moving out of state.
Right.
And I'm wondering if that might be something that I should seriously consider.
Okay. Let's take a look at your cards. Now, one of the things that happened immediately, there's another woman who falls beside you who's very important in your life. And there's another woman who falls in the 9th house, which is the distance from here. So if you were to move, would there be someone who you are connected to, close to, who lives out of state?
Yes,
okay. Okay. There's a couple of people, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, there are.
So you know who I'm talking about. And do you know who the woman is who's close to you right by here? Is it a mother or a sister or something like that?
That's in this state now?
Yes.
That would probably be my daughter. She lives with me.
Oh, okay. Would she come with you?
No.
That's the problem.
Okay.
And that's the only problem. As far as whether you stay here or you move, as far as work opportunity is concerned, the cards are almost identical both here and there.
Okay.
So it would be a bit of a problem for you either way. I don't know why. I don't know why that's the case. But there does seem to be a potential for you that will show up within no more than 3 weeks, and it could be sooner than that right here. But it's not a job that's going to thrill you. So if you really feel that you'd be happier living elsewhere, you might try it for a while. You don't necessarily have to make a decision to stay permanently. Maybe you could go down and try it for a bit.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Okay.
53, I'm sorry, our phone number here, I was looking at the monitor and forgetting what I was talking about, 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Kathy in Warwick. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi, Kathy. I see that you're in Aries. What's your question for me?
Yes, I've been sick a lot, and I wanted to know if I was going to live long because they gave me 2 years.
How long ago did they do that, Kathy?
They did that about a year ago.
You know, I have a friend out in Colorado whose wife was given something like 6 months to live about 8 years ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you never really know. But I have the Queen of Hearts, which is the card that represents you. Most of the time, I'm not very good at predicting death.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not good at it simply because there's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
Most of the time, what I think I'm very good at is predicting for people how to make things better in the life that they're living right now. Now, when I look at your cards, you have the Nine of Hearts and the Three of Hearts in the box that represents death. And those are beautiful cards, so I don't see you dying imminently. And if you did, you'd be happy.
Oh, okay.
So these cards are about happiness. Now, the question is, what can you do to be happier right now? And that's what I'd like you to really think about long and hard.
Okay.
Can you get out? Are you pretty much mobile at this point?
Yeah, I can go certain places, but it's, you know, I can drive to my doctor or the drugstore. That's about it.
Do you have friends who you spend time with?
A few, very few.
I want you to do whatever you can, Kathy, to make life happier right now. Okay?
Okay.
I want you to think about ways that you can make life happier right now. And if you have friends who are saying to you, gee, you know, why don't we try something? If you could even get to a movie every now and then with a friend.
Okay.
Is that something you think you might be able to do?
I've never been to a movie. I never can go into drugstores or none of, I mean, stores.
Are you afraid to?
Yes.
Okay. That's the thing that distresses me most. You have health issues that limit you to some extent, but
right.
Then you've got psychological issues that you are allowing to continue to limit you, and I wish you would look into those.
Okay, do see a shrink, but...
Yes, Kathy, and there are medications that can help you with the phobias that you're dealing with. Kathy, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, Susan and Mary and Rich, I need you to hang on there through the news, and I'll be back with you. I'm Myrna Lamb right here on WPRO with you until 7 p.m. I want to thank Ken for this hour. And also remind you that if you're interested in private consultations, that number in Lincoln is 401-333-7970. Stay here on WPRO for the news coming up now at 6 o'clock with Laura Clarissa.